What's going on, good peoples? This is Baka.
And I'm Ayana.
And you're now tuned in to
Parents Night Out.
Alright.
Hey guys.
What's happening, my peoples?
Hey.
What's up?
What's up?
Hey y'all. So tonight we are
today. You used to being on live on YouTube with Shift.
I am.
So, all right, tonight,
hello. So we're gonna be we're talking about something that we actually were just talking about it not too long ago,
mm-hmm.
about minding your marriage.
As belief
from How Married Are You, belief in fatherhood, as they say on the regular.
Yeah.
Mind your marriage.
We got to give them credit.
Definitely got to give them credit.
We watch them and we love them. We support them.
We love y'all, man.
But we definitely got to give them credit because I don't want their people coming for us.
Wait a minute.
You know, what is it? The wedding party.
Wedding party.
We're a part of the wedding party.
We're a part. So, like, hey, it's all right.
Don't come for us. Like, we definitely, you know, but mind your marriage.
Yeah, mind your marriage, which is essentially mind your business.
Yeah.
Especially in your marriage. Like, you're not in somebody else's home. Yeah. So get out of it.
Okay, so the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because I've been seeing a lot of people online, oh, Lord, they just be in other people's business.
Man, they major on people's business.
Much.
And I know it's because with social media, like, it's, you feel like you're welcomed into people's business. Mm-hmm. But even though you might be welcomed, you still are welcome into a piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
But these folks be, like, having heavy opinions, like they the ones with them.
Yeah.
like you the one laying down with them.
Yeah.
Like you said, I do. You didn't. So it's they wild.
It's very wild. Okay, so let's see. Okay, it's so many topics or so many people we can sort of talk about. But as of recent, I'll just bring this couple up because everybody talking about it online.
Yeah.
I think last month, September or whatever, Cardi B. She filed for divorce from her husband, Offset. If you don't know who Cardi B and Offset are.
What's Offset's real name?
Girl. They both have some very interesting names. Like, so,
Jaquarius? Nah. I'm just making it up.
No. But so she filed for divorce from Offset. If y'all know their history, they're both young.
His name is Kiari Kendrell Cephas.
Yeah. You know, they're both young. They're both in the entertainment industry. Offset is part of a group, the Migos. Cardi B is a female rapper who is, you know, she on top of her game. You know, I love Cardi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's my little hood side, you know. You know, I love Cardi. Like, I've watched her grow from, like, Love & Hip Hop and all of that. I think she's dope. You know, don't come for me. Don't say nothing. We all got our hood size. Don't even play. Okay? But,
I'm not hood.
Listen, don't even lie. Don't even lie.
Nothing about me is hood. I am sophisticated.
Okay. So, anyway, they're both young, all that type of stuff. And, you know, there was, I think, some infidelity before. And they separated. And he publicly, you know, after her performance, did this public apology. And kind of, it was a little embarrassing.
I wouldn't have did it.
It was a bit much.
To each his own.
But that's their marriage. And they end up getting back together, staying together. But this time around, she randomly, it seemed, decided to file for a divorce. But then her birthday was not too long ago. And she had this big birthday party. And he bought her a Bentley truck, I think. Was it a Rolls Royce truck or Bentley?
I'm going to say
whichever
yes.
one.
expensive car.
He did some really cute stuff for her and all of that. And she decided to put their marriage on hold. Not their marriage, their divorce on hold. And people are like, you're dumb for taking him back and such. And he is, that's toxic masculinity. And he is manipulative. Anytime she tries to get out, he manipulates her to try to come back and blah, blah, blah. And she was like, you know, she put out a video today and she was like, Twitter be like, you know, basically trying to, you know, dissect their marriage. And she's like, if anything, I'm the one that be, you know, like getting an attitude or throwing hands and stuff like that. Abusive, so, yeah, you know, so she's like, you know, she's like, we're not. Sheesh. We're not abusive or whatever. She said something. We're dysfunctional, which listen, there are some marriages that are dysfunctional. But my whole point of kind of using them as an example is because in the comments of some of these posts, people are literally saying that she's worth more than that. Or some people was like, well, maybe she's not, like, she a bird, she's such and such, or she, you know, just really into their relationship dynamic, and all we see are glimpses. And we make assumptions off of the glimpses, and I'm just tired of it.
I definitely feel you, because,
and not just their relationship, I'm talking about everybody.
Will and Jada, it was the entanglement.
And y'all thought that Will was sitting there crying, and Will and Jada sitting there laughing at y'all.
Honestly, we don't know what goes on in their marriage. We don't know. We like the fact that even with Cardi being Offset, like hearing some people talk about how, oh, well, he's trash. And it was actually on the radio, because every morning when I drop Haven off, I listen to Ricky Smiley. So it was Gary with the T. He said that Cardi B set back black women for like 20 years or something like that, because she took Offset back. And he was like, I mean, because he's like, once a cheat, always, like, he going in. And I was like, first of all, sir.
And he said, he came home and told me that. And I was like, well, I don't feel set back, you know, because I don't base my worth as a woman, especially as a black woman, based off of what other black women are doing. Like, we got to stop putting these people on certain standards and pedestals, because and
making them, especially like the standard, as you said,
exactly. Because at the end of the day, like, these celebrities are human beings with their free moral agents. They can choose to do whatever they want to do. But I feel like we put them on this pedestal and they're supposed to be everybody's role model and do everything right.
You expect perfection from them.
And it's like, that is not the case, you know, like, that's not like. I would say the subtitle for this particular podcast would be like, okay, so we're saying mind your marriage, but the other thing of stop saying I could never, or don't say I could never. 'Cause that's another thing that people, I see a lot of single folks like to pop off in the comments and stuff and be like, I could never, I would never take him back. I would never do this. I would never do that. Listen, not even learning from experience, but I said a long time ago, I was like, I'm just not going to say that anymore. I'm not. I think it's the older I got, and then also further along in our marriage and the relationship and the bond that we have established, it's like, yeah, you got deal breakers. However, you see some people work through some deal breakers and you be like, okay, can I do that? I don't know. It's hard to explain. There's never been any infidelity in our marriage. And there will never be any, you know, we just go say that, you know, there will never be any. However, it's like,
I was about to say something so stupid.
Oh Lord.
no kind of infidelity. 'Cause at the end of the day, like, we going together. I've actually said this plenty of times. Like, if Mayana's at a store and like a older gentleman wants to try to fancy her and wants to give her attention, I'm like, well, tell him that that it's you got a baby and a husband, so he got to take care of all of us.
And same with any woman that want to slide in the DMs.
Any sugar mamas, hey, I need a PS5 and she needs some trademark stuff, so we in this together. So you take care of all of us. I'm a package deal.
Package deal.
We are package deals.
So that means ain't nobody come up in
ain't
here.
Ain't nobody come up in here.
But shoot. But even with that, it's like, you know, people like, I could never. And I'd be like, I can't say that. No. I can't. I literally cannot say that. I don't like saying that I wouldn't want to say that, especially based off of somebody else's relationship, because I'd be like, that's none of my business. Yeah, like, it's none of my business what other people do, what people decide to do with their relationships and their marriage. Like, it's just none of my business. If that's what works for y'all, you know, I might be kind of like, because it might be like some weird stuff. Like, you know, there's some people who do allow other people to come into their marriage. They believe in threesomes. They believe in, you know, some of them are swingers. They do all that type of stuff. Listen, I ain't got that kind of energy.
I only got energy for Ayana. I bump y'all. Another.
There are some people that, you know, that I might side eye you a little bit. However, I will still be like, that ain't none of my business.
Yep. I definitely feel you, because, like, just being honest, we got enough business of our own that we got to mind. Mm-hmm. Like, for me to sit there and major on somebody else's relationship, and it's funny because I'm going to use this as an example. When we, like, earlier in our marriage, Ayana used to always pay attention to, like, some of the blog sites, like Concrete Loop, and I forget all the
back
names.
Back then, it was Concrete Loop. It was like YBF Daily.
It was Nicole's site. Mm-hmm. I think Media Takeout, but you didn't really look at it like that.
I ain't, because they messy.
Yeah, but she would pretty much, like, look at all of those sites. Mm-hmm. And I remember that she would always, like, tell me, like, oh, this is going on and such, and I used to be like, man, I don't care. I don't care about any of that. And eventually I found myself actually going to those sites because she had such an interest in it that I'll be like, all right, well, let me start caring about it so that even in our conversations, now I can actually know what you're talking about. So I kind of would, you know, kind of learn about some of the stuff that she was caring about. Mm-hmm. But over time I started to see, like, all right, you know what? We are putting a lot of energy in somebody else's business. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I don't have the type of energy to put in nobody else's business like that. Yeah. I don't actually care. Like, I care enough to love them and all that, but I don't care to dwell on it. Like, I'm going to fix it. I think in that
time is like, we were in our 20s and it was like, that's blogs so were
we
like
were in our 20s.
Yeah. Now we're in our 30s. But, like, blogs were the thing, like, you know, reading on the blogs and all of that. Now it's Instagram. You just get that quick fix from Instagram. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, you know, I see the headlines and all of that. And I'd be like, that's why I started off with that, you know, the situation with that couple is like, okay, that's their business, you know?
Because we don't know the ins and outs.
Yeah.
We don't know. We actually have no idea what's going on. We don't know. We don't know if, and Cardi kind of alluded to it when she was like, I mean, I'm the one that be cussing him out, be ready to cut him, to fight him, such and such. And he be like, not on that. But we don't know if, what if everybody's saying, oh, well, Offset, he cheated on her. Okay. But what if Offset cheated on her, but what if Cardi was doing some other type of cheating, or she had some other issues that Offset doesn't necessarily talk about, or even vice versa? What if Offset was just an amazing guy and what's being portrayed isn't that? Mm-hmm. Or what if Cardi is just an amazing, like, my whole point is you don't actually know.
Yeah.
We only know what we're given, and that shouldn't give us the right or even the audacity to say, well, let me speak on it.
Because even like, I just thought about, like, even people who are going through a divorce, got a divorce, whatever, that's even none of my business.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know the reasons why people decided to end their marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't like the judgment off of divorce, and especially in the church. Like, You know, in the traditional church setting, it's like divorce is a sin, which divorce is not a sin, but I digress. You know, divorce is a sin, and if you guys get a divorce, you're going to go to hell and blah, 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 and all this type of scare tactic stuff, which have led a lot of people to stay in relationships that they didn't necessarily need to stay into.
Yeah.
You know, abusive relationships, all that type of stuff. Now, when that's one thing, though, it will be my business, especially if I know you.
Abuse is, that's the line.
Yeah, like if I know you personally, especially, that is my business. He did
if
what?
If I don't know you.
She did what?
That's, no.
Yeah. Like what's going on? You know, and it's, I am an equal, this is going to be my thing for now. I am an equal opportunity employer. Like, I'm not just talking about if a man is abusive, if a woman is abusive too, because listen, let's get into this real quick. What is going on? This I'm about to get in y'all business. What is going on with a lot of these women being very abusive? It is a lot of, I won't even say it's love and hip hop no more, because I don't know what that is. Maybe it's Bad Girls Club, or I don't know what reality shows, or what's it, Love Lockdown or whatever. The one that we watch sometimes where they be like dating people in jail.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it Jailbirds?
No, it's like some lockdown. Like some, I know it has lockdown in it. But okay, we did watch, I think it was Jailbirds on Netflix, but both people were in jail and they were like trying to have these relationships in jail. Yeah. Weird.
Talking through the toilet.
Talking through the toilet. That's what
just
I was talking
a whole bunch of shit.
That's what I was talking about. I was literally thinking about the talking through the toilet thing, and then their skin was real bad. Y'all. Anyway. But okay. I'm not understanding. I'm like, what happened? Like, I, especially on social media, because a lot of things are being exposed on social media. Mm-hmm. I have seen women, like, literally, I saw a video of a young lady. This guy, he was in his truck, and she held on to the side of the truck, but she had a baby in her hand. And he was like trying to pull off.
He was like, you need to stop. Like, yeah. Go somewhere.
You get off my truck. And you like, he was trying to pull her off the truck and she would not get off. And she had this baby. And the baby looked like under a year. And I was like, okay, what is going on that people are like, what's up? What's up?
Yeah.
Like, and then like he was trying not to be violent. Of course, he didn't want to hurt the baby either. And he was like, I don't want to be with you no more. I don't know the dynamics of what that particular situation was. I don't know if he did something to her or whatever, but I'm just like, what is going on? Like, so going back to the whole point of, I'm trying to remember my whole point.
of minding your marriage.
Minding your marriage. But I don't know. It's just be a lot going on that I'm just really trying to figure out. Like, I guess that's why the purpose of this podcast, I hope that it's like, you know, we're ministering to somebody and blessing somebody in some type of way, because it'd be a lot. It is a lot. And I feel like the pressures of the world is, you know, I mean, one, like, if you want to go into I was talking about divorce. But if you want to go into a biblical standpoint of marriage, the enemy, the devil, does not want healthy marriages. He does not want a healthy family unit, you know, because that goes against everything that he is here for destruction. He is here for, you know, just everything.
To steal, kill, and destroy.
So it's like he don't want healthy, happy marriages. Mm-hmm. So he's going to do everything that he can do to attack these marriages.
Yep.
But when it comes to like divorce and the church, it's this negative stigma against, you know, divorce and leaving. But then people stay in these unhealthy relationships because to keep up like a front.
Yeah.
And it's, or they refuse to even, it's like, well, we can't get a divorce. We're not going to get a divorce. like, you ain't going to divorce me anyway, so I'm just going to keep doing what I do. Or I'm going to keep being this type of person. And I'm like, no. Like, divorce, I mean, marriage shouldn't be a burden. Like, I feel like people are, it's like, marriage don't look fun no more. Like, let's just be honest.
I agree. like, because honestly, it's, I've said this to you, mm-hmm. so this is not going to be a shock to Ayana. But it's like, if I wasn't married to Ayana and I was like still single right now, I would kind of be like, you know what? The way y'all painting this picture, I don't know if I got that much hope. Yeah. and please do not take this as a, especially if you're single and you listen to you like, oh Lord, now I'm really just going to be out here. I'm not saying that. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying the way that it's been painted. That's why I do appreciate like the different couples that are speaking up. I do appreciate the Black Love series. Mm-hmm. I do appreciate just showing Black people in happy relationships, because the way that stuff is being painted, it looked like there is no reason to be happy or even have hope in a relationship.
And just to let y'all know, this still does go along with mind your marriage, because even if you're not married and you're in a dating relationship, you're engaged or whatever, is basically mind your relationship. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like that is what puts the pressure on your relationship or people's relationships, to where
it definitely they're, does.
You know, they're comparing, they're looking at what is going on with other people. I say this all the time. Like, I feel like, especially Instagram and social media, everybody's in a competition with each other to go viral.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially before this year, you know, because COVID shut down a lot of weddings. People have had to downsize their weddings. People have had to, you know, be creative and whatnot. But before this year, I felt like every wedding, people were trying to outdo the other viral wedding.
Yeah.
So it was like, even from the engagement, you know, the perfectly curated engagement photos, then the engagement party, perfectly curated photos, then the bachelorette and bachelor festivities, then the wedding itself, and then the honeymoon. Everything was like, let's do things a certain way so that we can go viral, and then so we can show people that this is how you do it. And trust me, I love photos. I love, you know, I love having fun. I love all those different types of things. And I love seeing Black love, especially online. I love it. However, behind those photos, I want to make sure that you minding your marriage.
Yeah, that you have a actual foundation.
Yeah.
And not just a moment. Because it's funny, because I saw, I got to find it so I can send it to you. But I saw, I think it was either a post, a video or something, where they were talking about how pretty much the appearance of a relationship. Like, they were like, oh, well, we got date night. And on this date night, we are like, look, they bought me flowers. And then we go to this restaurant, and they're at a restaurant. Look, we got a picture. Look how the restaurant that we're at. Look at the type of food we're eating and so forth. And it's like, oh, that's awesome. But they're not having conversation at that table. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not actually talking this about is them anything. At the table. Like, they're checking their feeds. They're looking at who's checking for the stuff that they're posting, rather than actually engaging in their relationship. Like, they don't even know how to be in a relationship. Yeah. And that, you know, again, to the point of minding your marriage, like, rather than spending time saying what somebody's doing or not doing, what are you doing?
Spend time. Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Like, how are you flourishing? Mm-hmm. Do you know what makes your spouse mad, upset? Do you know what?
Let's get into
Do you know what they love to do? Do you know what they don't like? Do you know their favorite foods? Do you know what they're allergic to?
You know what irks me and grinds my gears? When there are discussions with younger couples, and or newly married or newly whatever.
I know where you're going.
And you'd be like, well, have you ever seen them mad?
Wait, what?
What? No.
We don't argue about anything.
We don't get mad. We don't argue. We don't do any of that. And I was like, oh, okay.
Or even another one that we've heard countless times. Do y'all talk? We talk all the time. I know everything about this person. Mm-hmm. I know everything about her. And it's like, no, you don't. You can't even spell their middle name backwards.
You just got into a relationship last week.
You don't even listen. You don't know.
Let's stop trying to have this perfectly curated relationship and get down to the nitty gritty. Like, it's okay to see the other person mad.
It's actually necessary.
It's necessary because I want to see how you react to certain situations.
How mad do you get?
Have you ever seen them drive in traffic? Like something simple like that.
When they're in a rush.
I've seen, Sylvester has seen me. I mean, we've been in this 10 years deep. So like for me, I talk to other cars.
She sure do with the windows up.
What are you doing?
And I be sitting there like,
Why did you do that? Oh my gosh. Like, what is going
on?
But
they can't hear you. You're just getting upset for no reason.
But he do the same thing, y'all.
No, for me, the funny thing, you've rubbed off on me so much that even today when we were driving, I was talking to people. I was like, God dang it. I'm sitting there talking to people. I don't never be talking to people. Like, I'm talking to people because you in the car and because I hear you talking to people.
Because, like, we were literally talking, and then, like, this car cut us off weird. I think they were, like, brake checking us for whatever reason. I'm like, we're in traffic. Ain't no reason to brake check. And I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, yeah, like, such and such. But
one of the easiest ways to mind your marriage, mind your relationship, is to ask questions. If you're not asking no questions, like, this is the funny thing. I think the people have this idea that in a relationship it's osmosis, that we're gonna spend time together. We always go on dates. So we're close to each other. We go to the movies all the time. And let me put my mic on. We go to the movies all the time. Yeah, we love each other. We have a great relationship. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is all the relationship is. We just touch each other all the time. We don't actually talk. We don't know anything about each other. Like, and if this is that type of relationship, all we do is get together and have sex. We don't, like, the conversations that the guy has is either with his guy friends or his female best friend. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the relationship that you're in, like, you're not going to be able to mind your marriage if you're not spending time minding it. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to actually, like, get to know the person. You got to actually ask questions. You got to actually talk, because if you're not talking, like, what do you know? You don't know Nathaniel. Mm-mm. So it's just, I don't know. I think that people have to get into the basics of relationship. And then even when it comes to being in a marriage, like, understanding that your marriage, like, I say this all the time, I don't care what you think you know. You can have been the ex. You can be a relationship coach. By the time you get married and you say, I do, you have literally started over with a brand new person. Mm-hmm. And then every single year, you're starting over with a brand new person. It starts over at a different time each year. Mm-hmm. So it's not in January 1st is new. It might be April 15th is new. It might be July 3rd is new. Mm-hmm. It might be August 17th. A random number is new. But you do not know. So literally every single day, every single year, every single month, every single whatever, you're always learning that person.
Yeah.
This is a brand new Ayana. Mm-hmm. She is not the same Ayana when she was 24. Mm-mm. At all. I'm not the same Sylvester when I was 24, 25. Mm-mm. At all. So every single year we're learning, we're adapting. We have too much to mind. So me spending my time saying, man, I wish, look at these relationships. Look. Did you hear that this person, did you hear that Dr. Dre wife trying to get all that money from him? Man, that's crazy. So how much money you think they should get? I don't know. Yeah, man. And then the next day, but yeah, I just feel like they should really be doing something. And then the next day, I don't know, man. You hear about this person too? Yeah, this person's getting a divorce too. 3 months later, man, you hear about, all I'm doing is talking about everybody else. Not once did I find out, how are you doing?
Yeah.
How is your day going? What are you up to? Mm-hmm. What new shows are you watching? Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you wanted to check out? Let's check out something together.
What are you interested in?
What do you want to do with your life?
I feel like we, a lot of people, they, I'm going to keep saying 10 years. Because first of all, we need a trophy. Like at this point.
Nigga, we made it.
Exactly. Like we made it.
Yeah.
Can't believe we made it. have you ever seen the crowd going? But okay. So I'm gonna
hood. I'm sophisticated. But so ratchet.
I'm gonna keep saying 10 years. But all right. So like Sylvester said, we started talking, dating 24, 25, mm-hmm. right? The interest that I had at 24 is not the interest that I have at 34. Mm-hmm. Like, not at all. Was talking about, I would be on the blogs all the time, reading stuff, all of that. I can't tell you the last time I went to somebody's blog. I know they still exist, but I can't tell you. If I do, I like keeping up with pop culture, but if I do, it's probably Instagram and it's like a quick blurb. And if I find interest in it, I might go on the internet and Google and see what else is, was going on with that thing. But a lot of times I'll be like, this, I don't care. Yeah. So
you develop a nice sense of I don't care. Yeah, and I love it.
I'd be like, I don't care about this, whatever.
Yeah.
Those type of interests that I had, some of the foods that I eat, all those are not the same things at 24.
Nope.
But what people do is, what some people do, and some people in relationships, is they go off of the person that they met 10 years ago, 5, 2, even 1 year ago, and be like, well, that's who you are. And I know you, that's who you're continuing to be like. You can't do that to somebody else when
that's not fair.
You change. Like,
you
change daily.
What's crazy is, like, even saying it verbally. So I'm a very analytical person.
Mm-hmm.
Very. Like, and I it's like, in a way, I kind of, my mind processes formulas and I see things a certain way. I eventually, you can kind of predict behaviors and stuff like that. Like, that's the kind of person I am. And I started to get frustrated with Ayana because I was like, dude, but you kind of showed this, and based on your patterns and based on the way that everything is going, this should be your outcome. And I started getting frustrated because I was like, all right, I figured this part out, but every time I figure it out, I see that you end up going left when we're supposed to be going right. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what's going on? Because this one thing that you said that you, let's say, maybe didn't like, or that you like, or whatever, this one thing, I got conditioned to it based on your conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
But now I see that my response is going contrary to what you're expecting. So now that means I need to have a new conditioning. And I was like, mm-hmm. How the freak can I figure this out if every day it actually becomes a different expectation?
And that was the difference with us, especially because mm-hmm. Sylvester was a creature of habit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you had a routine. Like, it's funny, you had a routine so much that I could remember your routine when we were dating.
Mm-hmm.
Because you worked at Chick-fil-A. When you came home, you'd be like, oh, I take my shower, get something to eat, and you go straight to your room and go in the studio.
Yep.
And you would be there for hours.
Yep.
Then you'd be like, oh, I got to do some laundry. So you would probably do some laundry. Your mom would come home, whatever. You might talk to her for a little bit. And then you would go back in the studio. Oh, man, look at the time. I got to go to bed and start all over the next day. And it wasn't any spontaneity in
nope,
that.
That's who I am.
And I brought in the spontaneity because I was like, so what you doing today? And you'd be like, well, I knew exactly what he was doing. I was like, let's go do this. Well, I gotta work on my music. I'm like, you do that every single day. Like, let's do something different.
And I used to be like, no, you don't understand.
Yeah.
I got to stay in the studio all day.
Yeah. So like Monday through Friday, that was his schedule. And then on Saturday and Sunday, he might change it up. Well, not even Saturday on Sunday, because Saturday I was working in the salon. So you knew.
I would definitely, between them hours.
At them hours. Yeah. And then afterwards, it's like, okay, let me go hang out with my girl.
Yeah.
But it was, I was like, no, we can, you know.
I like the way you said, let me go hang out with my girl.
I would be like, no, you know, we can hang out during the week, right? Mm. You know, like Friday night, sometimes I do get off early. And like, we can go like have a date on a Friday night, like other people, you know, and at the time it would be like, we go to Applebee's and TJ Fridays and stuff like that and go to AMC, buy our house and all that type of stuff. But, you know, but I brought the, you know, I guess the difference or whatever. And I know that I felt like that really rocked your world at one point. Because it was like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing?
I have a system in place. Yeah. You're supposed to jump in the system.
Yeah.
Don't give me a new system for my system.
And people have those expectations. And it's like, no, you come together as two people and you kind of exchange strengths for weaknesses. And you take on and you adapt. And, you know, so I know the type of system that he has. You know, now 10 years later, the type of system that he has. And it's like, okay, I know when he's working, he's in a flow. I don't want to interrupt the flow too much. But sometimes I still will, you know. And he knows and understands that. And it's like he's more adaptable to me interrupting the system.
Yep.
And I only interrupt the system when I feel like I know he needs a break. Yeah. Like some days, you know, I see him working. We both work from home. I might have to go run an errand and I'll be like, hey, take a break. Come go with me. And it's not like I'm taking
him. No.
And it's not like I'm. And some days he'd be like, babe, I have a deadline, such and such. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then some days he'd be like, okay, I'll go. And it's not even me taking him away from like a full day's work. It'd be like an hour, you know, because I'm, you know. It was sometimes I would not be respectful of his time. I will say that. Because I was like, I want to hang out with you. And I did, you know, I realized, I'm like, dang, I just messed up this dude's whole day. But now, being
I
married.
I never knew you felt like that.
Yeah. I would be like, sometimes I'd be like, dang it. You know, I feel bad because I messed you up. But now, I'm like.
Actually, I appreciate hearing that.
Uh-huh.
Like, for real.
But now I'm like more considerate, like, nah, I know you got stuff to do, blah, 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 all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like when I say we're so, so different, then so it's like you got to be open to change. Like minding your marriage, you have to be open to change.
You have to, because you don't, it's like you don't actually know the change that's coming. Mm-hmm. Like something that I didn't tell you this, but I was thinking about this the other day. And I was like, what's so crazy is what I do now. First of all, me being a creative, in all honesty, outside of God, is because of you. And the reason why is because when I was working at Chick-fil-A, again, the only thing I knew was I was doing music. But I was like, I'm working at Chick-fil-A, and the fact that I was so used to being able to go clock in.
Even that, because I remember.
Well, hold on.
Remember you used to work doubles at Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. Like, I would go, I'm so used to the clock in system. And I remember I would go work, like you said, doubles. And I'd be like, oh, man. Oh, I'm so tired. I'm so ready to get my check. Because I put in 80 hours this week in 4 days. So I'm like, oh, man, I know my check going to be fat. And then, of course, when you work more, they take out more taxes. Mm-hmm. So I get my check. I'm thinking it's going to be, especially at the time, I don't even know how much I was making. But let's say my check was like $900. Mm-hmm. And that was like after taxes, because with taxes, it was going to be like $1,400. And I was all excited. And all that got ate up. And I'm like, man, all right, yeah. Look, man, that was a good check. I'm tired, but that was a good check. And I go to her and I'm like, yeah. And at the time, Ayana was just working, was it 3 days?
Was it Thursday, was this Friday? When we were married?
Yeah.
When we first got married.
Yeah.
We first got married, I think I was working 4 days a week.
But I think the fourth was like a Tuesday between certain hours.
Either it was Tuesday or Wednesday.
Or Wednesday, yeah.
But I got you.
But I remember Ayana was working less than me. And especially less days, and she would like, oh, well, I made such and such, and she would make what I made in 80 hours in 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was like, how the freak am I sweating and tired, and you over there taking naps, and you still make more money?
And it bothered me. Taking naps. And then at that time, I wasn't even charging my worth. Listen.
But the fact that what I saw was, hold on, there's more out there, and it doesn't have to be based on a system that I'm used to. So that was that interruption. Mm-hmm. Like, you show me, dude, there's more out there.
Man, I just thought about it. I was like, if I go back to the salon now and charging my worth.
We bussing.
I'll work like one, 2 days a week, just come home, and that's a person's full week's paycheck.
But it's not like a bragging thing, but it's really... When you start understanding your worth and understanding mm-hmm. the value that you have,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times people think, and I say this all the time to different creatives, that a lot of times people think that my worth is, oh, well, let's just say how good I am at a certain thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can be. But for me, I define my worth as what will I have to charge you, or what would you have to pay to get me to pay attention to you? Rather than something that I need to pay attention mm-hmm. to for myself.
Yep.
So whatever is more valuable to me, you're wanting to interrupt that mm-hmm. as a client, as a potential client, whatever, partner, whatever. So you're literally saying to me, stop what you're doing and pay attention to my life.
Mm-hmm.
What is that worth to me?
What is that worth to me? And then what is that worth to my family?
Exactly. Because I'm being pulled away from them.
Yeah.
So because of that, I'm like, oh, I'm actually worth more, because it's going to take a lot to pull me away
mm-hmm.
from them and what this whole situation is.
Yeah.
So it's so my point in saying all that is, it's being able to, like, for real understand that even in your marriage, you're like allowing interruptions, understanding that your relationship isn't like a rerun show. That you just watch, you can binge watch all these episodes and keep replaying mm-hmm. it over and over, and you're gonna know the outcome, you know the script. Every single day is new. It's a script that's forever writing.
Mm-hmm.
The author is always penning,
yeah.
and you're literally always discovering, oh, this is new.
And we're not saying be like bipolar and it's up and down roller coaster now. We definitely not saying that. Don't be crazy.
But understand that things change.
Yeah, understand that things change, be open and adaptable. When it comes to change, and let it be necessary changes. Yeah. Like, don't be doing some crazy stuff.
Don't be weird.
Don't be weird.
Yeah, man. Mind your marriage, man.
Because
it's worth minding.
Yeah.
It
definitely is. It's worth minding. And going back to the original opening of it, like, no, and it's not like, yeah, oh, man. I don't feel like we went off topic. It's just like, I feel like the biggest thing is, like I said, seeing the comments of how much other people are invested in other people's relationships,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, what if we took that time to actually focus on ourselves?
Yeah.
Because it's another girl that I follow on my hair raiser page. She's a makeup artist. And, okay. Yeah, she's a makeup artist. And she's not married, at least not yet. Cause I do believe that they would get married. She is, dating a football player, and they have a child together, and she has a child from a previous relationship, and they're a family. And, somebody DM'd her and was like, look at you. You just a baby mama. And cause she had put like a post. She was just kind of shouting out her friends, and she was like, whenever I get married, this is going to be my wedding party. And they was like, what wedding party? You just a baby mama. You such and such, such and such, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wow, you have that much time to where you would attack someone's relationship in that manner? Like, you don't know if they discussed marriage. You don't know if they're already married, and you don't know, because a lot of people do that. And it just was really weird to me. And I really felt for her, and I felt for her, but then it was like, it was really cool to see that she actually texted her boyfriend and she showed him the DM, and he was like, wow. He was like, I wish they would stay out of our business. And they was like, and you know, so they were like joking about it. Like, watch when these wedding photos come out. Exactly. So it's like, those are discussions that they're having. And it's like, my whole point in bringing up that particular story as well is like, that energy, because that person went and created a fake email and created a fake Instagram account to verbally attack her in her DMs.
You need to be writing books.
Like, if you gonna do that, and then instances like that or anything else, of course you're gonna block the person. And then the person will make another fake email. Like, That's so much energy. And I'm like, what if we took that energy and created a business? Mm-hmm. Took that energy and mended our relationship with our spouse or partner, or even our mama, daddy, sister, brother, children, you know? Because some of these people behind the internet have children.
Yep.
Like, literally little children that I'd be like, mind your business. I don't have no time to be sitting there making a fake page over and over again to comment on a celebrity's relationship or whatever. Haven is enough. Like, that's my business. Enough. This is my business. Like, right now I'm hungry. I'm thinking about popcorn. That's my business. You know?
And I want some cereal. I'm so hungry. So, yeah.
But yeah, that's that, you know, because we about to close this. We about to wrap this up. Like, literally, mind your business.
Mind your business.
Like, I feel like if people minded their business, they would have better relationships. And I'm saying this, like, no tea, no shade. I constantly have to use that disclaimer because people get so offended nowadays, like, by the easiest things.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that off of personal experience, personal, like, mind your business. When I made a decision to mind mine's, and my thing is, I can't tell you how much I don't care. Like, I just don't care. Like, that's what made this stronger.
Yep.
That's what made this a more of a bond. That's what made me and my 2-year-old, like, I was talking to my mom the other day, and she was saying that she was, I was on FaceTime with her, and I was making a smoothie with Haven. And she was like, look at you. She was like, I was nervous for a little bit about you, you know, being a parent. Because I always said I don't like kids. And I was like, I still don't like kids. I like my kids. That's it. Like, my kids that I can, you know, not control, but I can groom to be functioning, amazing young adults and adults. So I like my kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with that, by me minding my business, I was able to develop a relationship with a girl, a young woman that I'm grooming, you know, and learning how to be a girl mom.
Yeah.
You know, like, because honestly, some women will get into another podcast like myself. It's like, you try to figure out, okay, like, I'm a girl and it's a lot going on. And it's kind of weird. And how am I going to figure this out? Just trying to raise a girl, you know? So anyway, but I'm learning because I'm minding my business.
You got too much business to mind.
Yeah.
Too much. And it's to waste that energy on somebody else's business. Like, cause I'm gonna just say this and then I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how you were just saying, as far as once we start minding our business, then strengthen our relationship. Like, the fact that there were so many couples that we knew personally that were going through so many different things, and it's like our hearts were going out to them, and it's like you find yourself almost caring so much as though you're a part of the relationship. Mm-hmm. And I had to realize, you know what?
I can't take on their stuff.
Because that's, I can't, I'm not walking in their shoes.
I can pray for you if you need like open dialogue to bounce off of.
I can listen.
But I can't take on.
Because it started to affect us.
Yeah.
Because you're so focused and fixated on somebody else's life, which I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but it's like you're taking away from what you're supposed to be paying attention to.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. So mind your business.
Mind your business. mind your marriage.
If you see any issues or if you having that kind of pull, like, oh, but they need my help and such, pray for them, lift them up, encourage them. Ask God especially, for like what you need to say to
especially
them.
Especially if your stuff like
if your stuff stink,
you ain't got no business in anybody else's.
I need
to help them. I need such and such. No. Focus
that's
on
called
you.
Avoidance.
Exactly.
You're running away from your issues because you're trying to fix somebody else's issues because you know your issues need fixing too. So you're like, well, maybe if I fix somebody else's, I'll feel better. It ain't about your feelings. Nobody care about your feelings. You need to get your feelings straight. So instead, what you should be doing is saying, you know what? Let me mind my business. Mm-hmm. Let me fix my issues. Let me clean off my cabinet. Let me go flush my toilet because it's stinking in that bathroom because I'm sitting there just keeping everything in the toilet instead of making sure that I clean my toilet bowl. Whatever you need to do. My point is, mind your mother loving business.
I knew you was gonna go there. We gonna end on that.
Mind your business, man.
Mind your business.
Your business is worth minding.
Yeah. So. If you enjoyed this podcast, let us know. You can email us at theabacas@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
You can follow us at Parents Night Out Podcast on Instagram. Our personal social medias are I am Baca and I am Ayana Abaca.
Mm-hmm.
Questions, comments, concerns, like we said. Theabacas@gmail.com. We love y'all.
We love y'all.
We love y'all.
We love y'all.
And we hope that y'all, you know, got something out of this.
Yes. And be sure to comment, man. We want to read your comments.
Yes.
We want to engage with you and tell us what you think. As she said, rate the podcast. Yeah. It helps us out.
And thank you for being a part of our Patreon.
Thank you.
Love
for
y'all.
Being a part of it. All right, y'all. Abacas out. That was lame. I'm going to think of something cool.
Okay.
Bye, y'all.
Yes.